Giants training camp starts July 27th and practices are open to the public every day at 1:30 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is autograph day when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
We're back here on Giants.com. Today's Giants Insider is Giants safeties coach, Coach David Merrick. Coach, you got some new toys to play with this offseason. First of all, the rookie Cooper Taylor, good size, good speed. But on the field and in the classroom, what has he shown you in terms of being ready to compete at the NFL level?
He's a studier. You know, I've actually had conversations with the equipment guys. A lot of times, if you want to know about these players, you go to Joe Skiba and some of the guys in the equipment room as well as the training room, and they'll let you know about your rookies. And you hear Ed and Joe saying all the time that this young man, he's always studying, which is what I've seen in the meeting room. But it's a lot of times, you know, they can fool your position coach by showing that they have the book out. But the fact that they said that, coach, we see this kid studying all the time, I really like that.
Now, last year, the Giants played a ton of three safety package, and some was because of necessity. You had so many cornerbacks go down with injury. Are we going to see as much as that, of that this year, do you think, or are we going to see more traditional, you know, nickel corner, two safety packages?
Well, you know what, to be determined, because right now, last year we said that, hey, we had a lot of safeties, and all of a sudden we had some injuries. And next thing you know, Antre Roe had to go from a safety position back to his old bison package in the nickel. And so right now we have great depth at the safety position, and so hopefully we can use two safeties on the field, but if we have to use three safeties again, we're prepared for it. But again, the fact that Ryan Mundy, that's a guy that I'm impressed with right now, is the fact that he came over from Pittsburgh, and he was definitely a choice that I am looking forward to seeing once we put on pads. And so with his ability and his smarts, he would be a guy that would be the third guy that we would put in the game right now if we needed to, as far as the safety position. But all options are open, and hopefully, if, like I said, if we're able to use the three safety package, we'll use it. If not, then we'll just use the two safety package, and hopefully the nickel can hold up for us.
Final question. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Stevie Brand, who had a career year last year. And obviously, sometimes turnovers, some of it's luck. The ball just happens to go to you. But what did you see from him in terms of his tape study, his play on the field, that allowed him to create so many turnovers and get so many takeaways? And can he carry that into this year?
Right. Well, one of the things I told Perry, probably near the three-quarters of the way during the season, I said, Perry, Stevie Brown is the first safety I've ever had that have gone through an entire notebook and asked for a second notebook. And so his study and his ability to take coaching, he was a sponge last year. As we all know, Stevie was you know, a journeyman at one point. And now he came here and he had great success. And his film study and understanding that the post safety plays at a certain depth and the post safety has to be able to play between a certain part of the field, he took that and he ran with it. And so I'm very impressed with Stevie, and I truly believe that he can continue on making those types of plays for us, and I hope so for our sake.
Coach Merritt, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Plenty more coming on Giants.com. Stay tuned.